Here's Jake on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Demand for COVID-19 vaccinations in the state of Connecticut has decreased by about 50% over the past 2 weeks, prompting Connecticut officials to now focus heavily on reaching people, especially younger residents, with the state's fleet of mobile vaccination vans and walk-up vaccinations at more than 100 existing clinics. The governor said plans are underway to bring the vans to large workplaces, fairs, parades, and other large gatherings. Quote, we're doing everything we can to make the last of our folks, the 34% who aren't vaccinated, vaccinated, end quote. Out of Great Barrington, the state agency that funds school construction projects has rejected the most recent application to renovate or rebuild Monument Mountain Regional High School, saying it's overwhelmed by needy schools across the state. In an April 14th letter to the Berkshire Hills Regional School District superintendent, the Massachusetts School Building Authority did not give details about why Monument Mountain didn't achieve eligibility in the 2020 application round. The agency said that last year it had received 71, quote, statements of interest, end quote, from 52 school districts, and in reviewing those had to prioritize those with the greatest and most urgent need. Dylan, the superintendent, said the district is reapplying immediately and that the school committee will vote to approve this within the next several weeks, since the authority extended its deadline to June. Out of Germantown, interim school district business manager Stephen Goles petitioned the office of the state comptroller to allow the Germantown Central School District to amend the capital exclusion used to determine the total allowable tax levy for the 2020-21 school year. The request was denied by the comptroller's office. Had it been granted, Goles said it would have resulted in a smaller deduction taken from the 2020-21 tax levy. This, in turn, would have resulted in a larger amount by which the allowable tax levy for the upcoming school year could be calculated. Quote, this was simply an adjustment to the tax cap. We had to make changes in our tax cap, and we could only do a levy that would be 0.82%, which is less than 1%, and it's mainly because of what we have as allowable capital-related expenditures and less aid that covers them, and that's been a number that has been somewhat in flux over time, end quote. The Germantown Central School District Board of Education voted to accept the revised property tax report card for the 21-22 school year. A reminder, the Arts Fund for Region 1 offering scholarship for students in Region 1 schools grade K through 12 to pursue summer study in arts this year. To apply, visit berkshiredeconic.org. For more information, go to the website. Applications are due by May 30th. Donations are needed for the little free grocery at the Northeast Millerton Library, as the original funding has run out. That program is in addition to the tiny library food pantry on Main Street. It provides free groceries and household items. Patrons can order online at anymillertonlibrary.org or by phone at 518-789-3340 with pickup at the library at 75 Main Street. Now, there's no cost or library card required. If you'd like to donate online or send a check, Northeast Millerton Library, P.O. Box 786, Millerton, New York, 12546. And to donate online, anymillertonlibrary.org. Mobile COVID-19 vaccination unit is coming to Falls Village. First dose Pfizer vaccine today from 11 till 4. Falls Village Fire Department. Registration is required at 860-605-4822. Wear a mask and bring a photo ID. Second dose is scheduled for Monday, May 24th at that same location. It is at no cost to you. In Kent, the Assistant Tax Collector Hiring Subcommittee is meeting today at 3 p.m. In Salisbury, the Town Board of Selectmen has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Sheffield, the annual town meeting being held tonight at 6 p.m. at the High School Auditorium at Mount Everett. Sheffield Police Department is holding a town meeting today at 6 p.m., focusing on recent vehicle break-ins and thefts in the village and surrounding towns. Residents are reminded to lock their cars, remove all valuables. More information at 413-229-8552. The Region 1 School District has its annual district meeting tonight at 6:30, a Zoom meeting. They'll approve the minutes of the district meeting and adjourn to a referendum for tomorrow. The Region 1 Board of Education meeting immediately following the annual district meeting is a Zoom meeting tonight. The Historic District Commission has a Zoom meeting set up. That is happening tomorrow, and that is at 9 a.m. in Salisbury. The referendum for the regional school district number 1 is being held tomorrow. Town halls in Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands and Water Course meeting is on Zoom tomorrow. A community meeting is happening on May 5th at 2 p.m. in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The proposed outdoor cultivation marijuana establishment is anticipated to be located on North Main Street. Representatives of the company will provide information on the proposed establishment, including the intended activities, security measures, and efforts. There'll be an opportunity for the public to ask questions at that meeting. Town of Northeast has a special town board meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The 70th celebration of the National Day of Prayer will be held May 6. Since 1952, every president of America has proclaimed the National Day of Prayer. It'll be in Falls Village, noon on the town green, Cornwall at 7 p.m., Pine Street at the flag, in Sharon, noon on the town green, if weather's inclement, at Sharon Congregational Church, Salisbury at 6 p.m. by the memorials next to Town Hall, if weather is inclement, at the Salisbury Congregational Church. Sharon Park and Rec meets on May 6 at 6:15. North Canaan Mother's Day 5K will be Sunday, May 9th at the North Canaan Town Hall, North Canaan Elementary School. Registration ends on May 6th, though. Entry fee and sign-up fees to register, runsignup.com/North Canaan/North Canaan Mother's Day 5K. That race will begin at 10 a.m. Berkshire Botanical Gardens' 44th annual plant sale is scheduled for the 7th and 8th in Stockbridge, offering gardeners a wide range of appropriate plants. It kicks off with the garden members early buying from 9 till noon on the 7th. The sale is open to the public on Friday from noon till 5 and Saturday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Admission and parking are free. Planning board meeting is coming up in Ankrum on May 6 at 7 p.m. COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine community clinic at Salisbury School on Canaan Road. First dose May 8th, second dose May 29th. Clinic is open to residents of all Region 1 towns ages 16 and up. Appointments are required. To schedule an appointment, contact Lisa at 860-435-5186. A spring chicken barbecue drive-through takeout meals being held on Saturday, May 8th. The Lakeville Host Company, the popular barbecue chicken half, potato salad, baked beans, and dessert dinner. On Saturday from 4 to 7, drive-through takeout meals. Reservations at 860-806-9643. The 31st Annual Taconic Hills Dollars for Scholars Awards Ceremony. This year's event will be pre-recorded and a link will be posted at their website, taconichills.dollarsforscholars.org. It's scheduled for Saturday, May 8th at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,874.85, the NASDAQ at 13,962.68, and the S&P 500 at 4181.17. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.